It's gonna make the garbage disposal sound like Chewbacca. Shit.
Well, on that note, welcome to the show. Welcome to R4 Sense, episode 13.
Baker's Dozen. Baker's Dozen.
Mark was all excited for his Baker's Dozen joke. He's been waiting all week. Like a homo.
What? How does that make me like a homo?
You're not. I have no problem with the gay community. You can't be excited.
Obviously, you're homosexual.
About Baker's Dozens.
Baker's Dozen, Bob.
That'd be a Baker's Dozen, Bob. Yeah.
As always,
all
I am...
think about when I hear that.
Ah, nice.
As always, I am your host.
Okay.
Zach, Brother Mazone, Arneman.
Yes, good one.
And joining me, as always, is the ever-popular Mark Wallace Smith.
Damn.
Wallace.
Where's Wallace?
And joining us, as promised, as promised from last week, we are joined by the adorable, the lovable, Tony, that you Stikes Sirianni.
Hi.
How are you? Welcome to the show.
Doing pretty well.
Are you?
Yeah.
It's good to have you here.
Mm-hmm. Glad you could make the journey.
Good night, everybody.
We'll see ya.
So me and Mark went to go see my all-time favorite band yesterday of all time, the World Inferno Friendship Society. They're going to be the meme this week.
Yep.
How'd you like the show, Mark? It was Mark's first show.
Fantastic.
Tony didn't go, even though I begged him to.
Begged.
Oh, boy.
I did beg you to go.
Well, you know.
What'd you do instead?
Family commitments. I had to go see the father.
Oh, yeah?
Celebrate my birthday. It was the previous Sunday, so.
Happy birthday, Tony. Tony is 47 years old.
Yep. That's a big one for me. I feel like I'm turning a page of my life.
Midlife crisis setting in yet?
Yeah, pretty much. Me and Rich B. Andrew are heading out.
Getting a Porsche together.
That's right. We'll be doing it big all summer.
So, first punk show I've ever been to.
I did not know that.
Totally unexpected.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Much different from a metal show.
Well,
close.
Yeah.
Close.
You guys
should
both just dress like true punks with like mohawks.
Dude, there was a kid there who was like straight out of 1982.
No, it was bad. The first band that was up there, they're like, "Who here likes Dave Matthews?" Everyone was like, "Oh, fuck Dave Matthews." You know, me and Tim were like, "We gotta get out of here."
Uh-oh.
And all the song was you know,
fuck
like,
Dave Matthews.
"Fuck Dave Matthews, fuck Dave Matthews, fuck Dave Matthews." That was fun. They had interesting
songs.
What was it about, the song?
It was about hating Dave Matthews.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
It was a really highly intellectual song.
Most punk rock song. Well, then the second band was The Stranger.
They were awesome.
They're from Chicago. It's like a stand-up bass, a guitarist, a singer, you know, drumming, basic four-piece, but they're all like dressed like they're right out of the 50s, but that was some good music.
Yeah, it was rockabilly.
Yeah.
Wow. Like the sound of that.
Yeah.
Good, other good rockabilly would be Horror Pops and Necromantics. They're like the only two bands I remember from my childhood.
What are you talking about?
They're good.
Okay.
Hey, I'll make you a CD.
Oh, sweet.
Yep.
You're
welcome.
You make me a mixtape?
I will. And then World Inferno came on and it was madness. Like,
you'll go to like a sock hop or something.
A what now?
Poodle skirts.
Yeah, something like, you know.
Those black and white shoes.
Yeah, exactly.
Saddle shoes?
Zach's still
saddle
shoes. The 50s shoes, those cons.
Yeah, I like my
cons. There were lots of cons at the show yesterday.
Of course there was.
Oh, I bet.
Rocking suits and cons.
What were you rocking?
He looked very nice.
I did not. I don't even know what you're talking. Like, I wore like a beat up pair of jeans.
Are you going as like the beatnik in the crowd or something?
No,
but there were beatniks in the crowd.
He totally. Nice. He just wore like a nice button up shirt with his hair slicked back.
Ooh, it's like Miami Vice or something.
Yeah,
he kind of looked like Pierce Brosnan from Mrs. Doubtfire with his hair slicked back.
Like hitting the head with any fruit.
Yeah,
it's a run by fruiting.
Oh, that's corny.
But you know,
it's
we
the
got
corniest movie.
Your accent's kind of muddled.
How dare you? It's the radio. It does something. Distorts.
Louder.
You're louder.
No, I want you to be. So, yeah, that was good. There'll be the music
good
playing
would
between.
Be the would be.
Well, I mean, like, I know I'm really modest. I mean, like, I know I'm really modest right there. Cause,
yeah.
Oh, you're just like a pro.
Well, no, it's just talking. I've seen it. Yeah. elitist, if you will.
Yeah. You are, yeah. All right.
Just when it comes to this,
dude,
band,
that kid we saw outside of the show was that an, was an elitist.
He was like, yeah, he was like, oh man, yep. I've been getting this one song all over the place because I think we came out and I was like, you know, the one song they played, I was like, man, I never really got that a lot. It was good to hear it. He's like, oh yeah, I heard it like this whole tour. And I was like, oh, you know, and I was like, yeah, and I was, and I was like, oh yeah, you know, not saying anything. It was, you know, I was like, oh yeah. And he was like, yeah, I'm from New York. And I was like, damn, yeah, I'm from New Jersey. And he was, oh, and then walked away. Like literally, yeah, like, was like, was literally like, oh, cool, dude.
Okay, then, bye.
Yeah,
so you get him.
Yeah,
it's like STS9 fans.
They're, I mean, it's fans of any band, really.
There's always the elitist.
Yeah,
this is a relatively new thing,
Tim,
for me.
It's Tim wrote like a like 3-page article on the Lowdown, which is STS9's forums, that was all about like elitist fans and how they complained to no end, yada yada yada.
Maybe, oh yeah,
maybe I'll find a link to it. It's really, really well written, but that's besides the point.
Great.
There's a point.
No, there never is.
No, good.
That's why we do the show.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mark.
You're welcome.
So, yep. It was really good. I guess it was really good then.
Yes.
How many times have you seen them?
This was like 27 or 28. I lost track somewhere.
Yeah. It's a good title for this segment. That's true.
Yeah.
I lost track somewhere.
Lot of shows.
Yeah. Especially what was going on in the crowd of that show. I'm going to that 30 times. I don't know how you're in one piece.
I bounce back.
Literally.
You know, Edward now, yeah, Edward Norton says it best in Fight Club, man. Skinny guys fight till they're burger. Fought hard, fought the streets.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
One
we'll whoop
days.
Your ass after the end of this episode.
Mm-hmm. This will be the last episode, folks.
Yep. It'll be the Mark and Tony show
Zach
after that.
Zach went into a coma.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
No, we like Zach.
We're going to talk nothing but baseball.
We're going to keep you around.
Oh, I'm excited. I am excited.
You watch the Black Ranger rap yet?
Not yet.
No.
It's pretty good.
Wait,
it's
like,
internet
Power
vid.
Ranger, Black Ranger?
It's the only Black Ranger.
The
I
guy
know.
With the axe?
Yeah. Yeah, he did have an axe and a woolly mammoth.
Yeah, and a woolly mammoth.
All right, hold on. We got to do it here. You want
How come sometimes when they form like the Megazord, the woolly mammoth head would
was
still
the
be
shield?
On his, yeah.
Because it was their shield.
That was a shield?
Uh-huh.
But it was like part of his hand.
Yeah. It was a shield.
It was supposed to be a shield. That's not a very
alien.
Good
hey,
shield.
Man.
It's alien weaponry. Dude.
Alien
we
robot, dinosaur zombies.
Bears.
Zombie bears.
That was one of the punk songs from last night, was Alien Robot Zombie Bears.
Sounds great.
Yeah. And it was.
Sounds
it was
like
great.
My kind of party.
It was. You should have been there.
Yeah,
that's why
yeah.
I was trying to get you to go.
Because it was your
I'll
kind
be,
of party.
I'll be at your 28th, 9th show.
Okay.
I can't remember either because
yeah.
I haven't been to it, but yeah.
That'll be fun.
I'll go with you.
I hope so.
I'm sorry I missed that one.
Have to do
We've
Halloween.
Been to some big shows. Don't
I know.
Act like I always punk out.
No, I know you didn't punk out, but this one was a $10 punk out.
Yeah, for a punk show.
Literally.
Mm. Yeah.
No pun intended.
Okay, well.
So I forgot about errors and omissions. John totally...
From Plum Jitsu.
No, thank you, Mark. He totally played into it, and he called us. With all the things we were wrong about last episode. So, John, thanks. Here we go.
So there's someone correcting all your mistakes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Hey, our 4 Cents listeners. This is Errors and Omissions with John. Guys, pretty clean show this week. You know, a lot less homophobia out of Zach, of course. And pretty close on the decibel conversation. Somewhere around 90, 95 decibels. The level at which sustained exposure starts to cause hearing loss, but you got to have some sustained exposure there. You got to get up to about 140 before permanent damage starts to set in. Your usual snowmobile, snowblower, motorcycle, gas-powered, non-muffled shit is around 100 decibels. Normal conversation around 60. Telephone dial tone around 80. So you're kind of seeing the range there. It is a logarithmic scale. So it grows pretty quickly And anything above 140, as we said, to cause that damage, you're talking gun blast, concerts. Zach was right. Concerts are usually around 150 or so. So something in that range. So like I said, pretty clean show, guys. The one omission you didn't mention, how awesome I am. Later.
Nice.
And we never will.
Oh, wow.
Burn. Thank you, John.
Zing.
You're the man, John.
I told you I was close on those numbers about decibels. Yeah. I know my decibels.
You know you're guessing numbers out of thin air.
I know my decibels better than I know my Dewey Decimal System.
That's good. Don't you know the Dewey Decimal System?
Am I missing
big
out?
Big time.
I'm going to go get Conan the Librarian.
Real fun with real numbers. Oh, that was like one of our first polls
reading
on
Rambo.
The website. Who would win in a fight, Conan the Librarian or Reading Rambo?
Conan.
You think
That's
so?
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it wound up being tied.
I'm sure he slices somebody directly.
It's true.
You have no chance.
It's true.
It's like sliced directly down the middle. Brutal.
So they're remaking Thundercats.
Like
did
the
you know that?
Or the show?
There was never. Was there a movie?
I don't know. They're not making a movie.
Yeah.
There is an omission.
Yeah, I got to start off well.
Yeah. Way to go.
You're welcome.
Yes, remake of the only
TV show
Thundercats to
animated.
Yes,
it's animated. Thank
yeah.
God. Okay.
Oh yeah, no live action.
It's another
here.
One of those things that forms together.
Yes.
See.
Did
it's
you
all
watch?
Connected. It's all
I mean,
connected somehow.
You were raising your first litter of kids when that show came out.
Which one?
Thundercats.
First wife.
We would watch it every
with his
morning.
First wife.
Yeah. First
no, did man. You watch that shit when you were a kid?
All I remember is the big, you know, Mechazord, whatever you want to call.
They're
it.
They're like
thing. Base, but it was all like cool. Lions.
That's
Wait,
Voltron.
That's Voltron.
So
you're
no.
fucking kidding me.
Thundercats.
Thundercats like the He-Man kind of.
All right, they had like some weird. Okay.
The sword. Thundercats.
The sword,
oh,
the sword that like got bigger.
Yeah,
that's kind of
yeah.
weird.
I was like, what are
now you,
that you talking about?
Now that we're talking about the right thing here.
Yeah.
It's a lot of knowledge. It's mixed around.
They had like 36 cars that all
there was like
together
a nunchuck
to make like
dude.
A big
the other Voltron yeah. with the cars was so retarded.
Crappy one anyway.
Yeah. I don't
all
know.
Right, well, Thundercats.
Yeah. That sword
Cheetara.
Panthro was clearly the African American of them all.
Yeah. Didn't Thundercats have like a small mascot
Snarf.
Kind of
issue? That guy was
Snarf.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Was
Snarf.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, Snarf.
Do you know it's a fact that in every episode where like Thundercats would become like evil and fight each other that Lion-O never fought Panthro because Panthro would whoop his ass and take over. Like they never did. Like they would always like come to
Panthro
right
had the nunchucks.
Yes.
See, I do
he had
remember.
Nunchucks?
Blue, he
has
blue and like
nunchucks.
He had the nunchaku. I never really watched it, to be fair. I just know it existed.
I had some of the toys I remember.
Did
I remember
you?
The bad guy was like some little dude in like a red cloak,
yep.
little like disheveled.
Yeah,
because
he was
Mumra.
Yeah,
but then he would turn into like a big beast.
Yep.
Yeah.
And yeah, just little. I was very. I mean,
that
was a rough
was,
time back in my.
I was
you know,
really young.
Yeah.
You know, I was like 25, 26, going out, getting drunk. You never know.
Coming back, watching Thundercats.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you'd have Thundercats on your VHS tapes, like.
My
pop,
my Betamax player.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, for sure.
It was rough buying both of those things.
So you're excited about this?
Did you guess the format wars wrong for VCR Betamax?
I did. I had a few miscues. I've got an HD DVD.
You got a laser disc.
You got mini discs
laser
sitting
disc
around
is cool.
somewhere.
Don't even front on the laser disc.
No, I don't hate.
It was like a big CD, you know.
Yeah.
People like that.
It's like vinyl. Anyway, like 2 days ago, the WonderCon footage for this new Thundercats came out. Did you guys see it?
No.
Neither did I. Do you want to watch
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's like they form into that big cat thing.
Yeah. Oh, for
oh
sure.
Oh, God.
As long as they have that.
Yeah, it's like Big Bad Beetleborgs.
These were days of peace and prosperity on Third Earth.
That
when
CG.
One empire stood above all others.
Maybe.
Ruling with a just heart and razor claw.
Whoa.
And though omens foretold in the book would be ignored,
why is
the tragedy
so
to come
that's not
was necessary.
Lion-O.
For it was written that he would be born of fire, a king to lead his people to victory against ancient
that's Lion-O.
Spirits of evil.
Bro. What in the world?
I only ask that you fight like cats for our ancestors, for the pride.
Zach, I only ask that you fight like cats.
No, then I shall not fight.
See,
yeah,
I told
Yo.
You, it is
legit. Those crafty five pieces.
How quickly things change for the cats.
Lord of the Thundercats, go.
I can't do this alone.
You won't have to.
Instead of our most skilled warrior staying and fighting, we're going to send him with you.
Always feared has arrived.
Thunder for the dead! Thunder, Mom!
Thundercats!
So like they made the Thundercats.
Well, that's how they always were.
Really?
Kind of.
I like never really knew anything about them. Though.
Yeah, like they like crash landed on Earth and the leader died, so like Lionel had to take over, and they're like they're not so like that's not their planet. At least that's what I think, anyway.
Really?
Yeah, from the original.
They're supposed to be aliens in the original?
Well, they're certainly not humans.
Well, I mean, yeah.
No, I mean, like, yeah.
Here's my geekery for you for this. Okay. I talked to you earlier, but the thing that I had seen a little while ago online that was allegedly footage was, like, CG, and it was, like, of a something that was going to be in theaters, but I think
like
it got
a movie?
Like, debunked. Yeah,
there's still I you know I could be wrong, but I feel like when I was searching for this WonderCon footage on Google, like I feel like I saw something about a Thundercats film, but I didn't click it because I was.
Yeah, I think it's fake, but they tried to pass it off. You know.
Yeah, we won't say either way.
What word? It's getting a lot of hype. If there's multiple,
I'd go see it.
But this is Cartoon Network.
A Thundercats movie
for a matinee,
like CG.
Who cares?
But this one's just going to be on the
and
TV.
The matinee would cost like $2 less than the actual.
I mean, you're talking to a guy who might even go see Phantom Menace 3D, and I hate 3D movies with passion. They make me nauseous.
I might go with you.
Are you going to go with
like
me to see
Padres?
Are you going to go with me to see Transformers 3?
Cool in 3D.
I'm going to go see it. They're hyping it up.
Yeah.
Transformers.
Yeah.
Who's the bad guy? Do we know?
Who cares? That thing on the moon is Sentinel Prime, though. Which is the leader of the Autobots before Optimus.
Oh.
Could be pretty dope.
Yeah.
Mm. We'll see. Potential, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like,
watch that guy from Las Vegas
well,
again.
I'm just saying that everyone else that I brought up Transformers 3 to is like, no, I'm not. Or, yeah, I'm not going, no. So,
yeah.
I'm just wanting to see if I had.
It's not that I'm not going to go. I just don't know what it's about.
It's got
Transformers.
Bad.
It's a Michael Bay Transformers film. You don't really need to know
explosions.
What the, you don't need to know what the fuck it's about.
All right.
Come on now.
I keep going back to that South Park episode where they bring in all the directors.
Yeah, Imagination Land.
Yeah. And Michael Bay. We need ideas, not explosions
special
and special
and
effects.
And then the car will be like, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, there'll be plenty of that.
Oh, yeah.
But hey.
And Shia LaBeouf's got a new boyfriend.
So I don't know.
Had
girlfriend. You, you know, had
oh.
you. Had, so what did you think of the animation style of that trailer, though? That like, the, would you give
I
it
like
a shot?
It was kind of a play up on the old animation.
Yeah, no, especially that like ogre looking thing.
Yeah.
Definitely looked like the old.
I think that's cool.
Ogre from The Hobbit.
That's what I was gonna say. Oh, is it right. Reminded me of that cartoon a bit.
The Hobbit cartoon.
Hobbit.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, that's because that's you know they were both made by the same company, the original Thundercats and The Hobbit. If I'm
really?
Not Rankin and Bass.
Oh.
If I'm not mistaken.
Did the same company make The Lord of the Rings one?
No, that's Ralph Bakshi.
Oh, okay.
Too bad it's not Deke.
Oh, Deke.
Deke.
Deke didn't do Doug, did it?
No.
Are we sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Deke. Wow.
I was going to say, like, a really bad joke, you know. So
oh,
like,
yeah.
You liking Deke, but.
The Sidhu Busit.
I said it. Yeah, I couldn't hold that.
All right, you know, Shrine of the Silver Monkey.
Sorry. Deke.
Deke.
Hey, dude.
I have to pee.
Hey, so. Dude.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Oh.
Jenna, and she got her revenge. Hip always had something to her. And Sally Bow, she got a man. He got Billy. Yeah, me and my friends had some good ideas, but I swear that town got so damn weird. I got out in time with 39. I don't think I'll ever
segue in between from Thundercats.
Oh my!
What's the final thing with Thundercats? You're really pumped or what?
I mean, like, you know,
I don't know if I'd be really pumped. I don't know what it's about.
I just finished Avatar, so I need another cartoon epic.
Well, as long as
epic.
You fight like a cat, then you're gonna be fine. So
fight like the cats you are
for the pride.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I need another animated epic to watch after finishing Avatar. So sure.
Yeah, the next Avatar.
Yeah, but that's not coming out for like another bit.
Well, that's not coming out for another bit.
Yeah, well, then I will not watch Thundercats and watch the new Avatar. So,
thank you.
Yeah, there it is.
Yes.
There it is. I'm really excited for it, but I won't watch it.
Tough
there we
life.
Go.
It's yeah. a real tough life.
Take how about that. You?
No, we'll,
I don't
we'll
get
record
into the
it and then not
much,
watch
man.
It.
No.
I just can't. I used to. Even like Family Guy now, though I said something about it earlier. Fucking McFarlane.
I really like
Metalocalypse,
and
you know?
I just don't watch it.
I just don't do the animated as much. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm bringing back a Beloved segment.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Beloved by who?
At the very least, me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it from our show? Is it from our own show?
Yeah, it's from
oh,
our own show.
No way.
Yeah.
Lay it on me, brother.
It's the segment where Mark talks about his problems.
Oh, yeah.
And gets advice and answers from them.
Oh, and we have a special, we have a resident
and
we expert.
Have a guest.
Since Tony has been working on his thesis of the human mind for 47 years.
Yeah. He put in a lot of time.
Since he was 5 years old.
What was it like kicking it with Aristotle?
You know.
His buddy
tie.
Plato
he
was
had a
like
bad
way
tie,
more.
Tie, but, you know, other than that, he was.
He had a bad tie.
Yeah.
Bad tie. Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
I don't know. That's what I remember. It was a long time ago. The memory starts to slip.
Yeah. Is that why they call you Slip?
Slip McGee.
No, slip is like, you know what slip is.
Anyway.
You want to get into lingo?
No, we ain't
no,
talking.
It's not.
No shop talk. Continue.
Okay, so issue number one.
Okay.
And I specifically save this for you, but maybe you can relate here too, Tony.
Oh, jeez.
I have a problem lately with negative people.
Oh.
Expand on that.
People that are just negative about everything all the time.
Like me?
I don't know, like, you're a kind of negative person.
I know I am.
Yeah.
That's why I said like me.
But see, we get along.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you find
we
other things
show.
To talk about.
Yeah,
because
we have this show.
Well, yeah,
and
you're forced to get along.
I'm real
I don't know,
positive, so I
like
can't,
lately, I can't talk about it. Lately, like I've been just assaulted by people that have nothing better to do than rain on my fucking parade.
Oh yeah,
and like I'm an upbeat guy, but
it's
eventually
because misery
me.
Loves company.
You're pretty upbeat.
It just gets to me after a while, and I don't like all I want to say is like have something good to say or get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah, no,
but I don't want to say that.
Well, I mean,
just ask them what their deal is. Tell them that, you know, they need an attitude.
Well, I know
adjustment.
What their deal is. I kind of know what their deal is.
You can do what I do to some people. I don't do this to everybody, but I mean, like, if I don't really want to hear it, I look them right in the eye and say, listen, I don't care. I've done that before.
Zach will just lie.
I do lie, especially to my best friend, Tony Sirianni.
Son of a gun.
Wow, there
the day,
it is.
The day before his birthday.
Son of a gun.
Oh, man.
No,
that's how I roll.
I didn't want to bring it up. I didn't want to bring up, you know, how much of a big liar
Zach
you are.
They all know I'm a big liar. If they
as
keep listening to
the
show.
As long as all the fans know you're a fraud, then.
I am.
Okay.
A big fat phony.
No, I love you, dude.
A big fat phony.
So what
never
is it?
So what? No.
Down.
So like, here's the issue. Like your problem. Like, mm-hmm. What do you want out of it? Do you want me to
stop like bringing up? Okay. So here's what I'm going to talk about. Okay.
I need like an
so
example.
Let me give you an example. So like, I work in the deli. Okay. They walk by me every day and say, "Oh, how's that bakery going? Why the fuck aren't you in the bakery? Like, how's this cake decorating treating you?" And I'm like, "Shut the fuck up." And talk to me about something else.
Well, that's all you have to say.
That's what I want to say.
Well,
some of those guys are D's and they got nothing to talk
see,
about.
See, I know
just
what
like,
their deal is because
yeah.
They're old and fucking...
They're just haters, dude.
Okay.
So how do I deal with haters?
I mean, well. So, yeah, like, all right. Well, how do you deal with someone who would just be a hater?
Haters going to hate.
I would tell them that...
You just got to make them somehow know that what they're telling you doesn't mean shit to you.
Yeah.
You got to be like, dude, I don't listen to what you say.
And ignoring them doesn't do that.
That's why you can ignore them. You have to look at me and be like, listen, I love you, but I really just don't give a shit.
That's one way.
I've said that to a few people we all three know, and it's worked. Work like a charm.
Yeah, you just, you know, stay otherwise positive. It, like, I don't know. I know some of those people are hard to deal with, so.
Yeah.
But I would say.
Problem solved?
Not in the slightest.
Well, that's on you. No advice will help this one.
It's fine.
Just tell them to share up. Just ask them what they're doing, because if they're taking like kind of like, why don't you trade them? Yeah. Like, what are you doing? Like,
why don't you trade it? And just tell them like the worst thing when they're like, oh, how's that bakery treating you? And be like, oh, not as bad as this rash on my fucking nutsack. You know, like.
but then they'll bring that up for the rest of my fucking life.
Just beat them at their own game.
Yeah.
Hate right back at them.
Yeah.
I could probably do that.
Like, oh, I've got this bunion on my foot the size of Texas.
I don't know. I don't know.
Who shit in your cereal?
Yeah, I'd say Zach's got good advice for you on that, since I can't really.
You're like the most positive fucking person I know.
I just know how I would handle it, and everybody is different. You know, I just.
Well, what would you do?
What would you do?
I would just be like. I said, I'd be like, well, what are you doing? Like, at least I'm trying to do something different, or, you know. Take a leap.
At least I'm real.
They're just doing the same thing, and
yeah.
You don't want to rip on
next one.
Seen the other side.
I'm sure I know who a few of the mutants are you're talking about.
Next problem.
This is my other problem. I have a problem with people trying to get like thinking they're in my life. Like, I don't know, people that I like I've cut ties with per se, and then you know. 4 months from now, I'll get, like, a text message.
Okay.
And, like, we'll talk for, like, a 5 minutes, and then that'll be it.
Okay. I get that all the time, too.
Like,
we all do.
I don't like that at all.
That
either,
sucks.
Either,
I got over that
either
a long
show
time
up,
ago.
Either be there for, like, you know, once a month is really all I need to consider you a part of my life.
Hey, man, maybe they're not trying to be like, hey, look at me. Maybe, like, it's, you know, have you ever not been drunk? And had a moment where you thought about somebody and was like, I'm just going to say hi.
No.
Not ever?
I've thought about it, but never acted on it.
I'm pretty sure that I know of certain moments that are shenanigans
drunk. That's drunk,
I'm pretty sure I said drunk in the question.
You said any time you weren't drunk.
I appreciate were drunk. Either were or weren't. Have you ever done it?
Well, I've done it, but I was drunk.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
When you put in as many years as I have on this planet, you realize that there's like some people are your friends and then some are acquaintances. And it's okay to keep acquaintances that you don't talk to as much, but they're still, you know.
Dude, they're going to pop
still
up.
Can follow them on Facebook.
They don't hate you.
I mean, if that's what you're down with, yeah. I mean.
Tony, I forgot to mention that at the beginning of the episode. Tony Sirianni is a god amongst men in our age bracket. And you may ask why he's a god amongst men in our age bracket. At 27. 28.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, it's just your birthday. You are older than me.
Okay. Yes.
Like I said,
okay.
You put in as many years. You're
okay. Honest. I'm just saying, for a 28-year-old man who's not a shut-in, he doesn't have a Facebook. He doesn't even want one.
And
he survives.
No, I'm totally getting on that bandwagon here. I'm totally getting there.
I just want you to realize that you get on that bandwagon of not having a Facebook, these little text messages and phone calls that you hate so much are going to be way more
frequent.
Well, there's not going to be a way. That's why you don't get so many, is because Facebook is a way to just be like, hey, thinking of you.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I'll say. If you don't have that, which I don't have, you know, right now, and I have had Facebook,
on and off.
It's like those
people. It's
just stupid. You will still have those acquaintances, but they won't be like, you know, into certain circles that you know. You just choose that they shouldn't. You know what I mean? It's like they have more access to you without even making an effort with Facebook.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. So if you want to, you know. If you're thinking about getting rid of it, I mean, I'm not saying you should, but...
Yeah, like, I can't. I can't right now, at least. I can't get rid of it.
You shouldn't take that personally. Like, everyone just, like, has so much, you know, everyone's life...
That's what I'm saying.
It's more and more complicated.
You should take that as a compliment that certain people are thinking about you.
And actually go the extra effort instead of just clicking on my Facebook page.
Phone works both ways. And
so I should see it as a good thing rather than an annoying, horrible thing.
Yeah.
Ah.
Where is most of that coming from? Facebook or from your phone?
Like from my phone.
Yeah. Well,
you change your phone number, not tell anybody.
I change my phone number all the time.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
That's weird.
He works up on those burner phones.
Oh, yeah?
You betcha.
Oh, yeah, that's what that was in the beginning, too. Those are all Wire references.
Well, that's what I figured.
Okay. Yeah. Good. You should watch that.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Greatest. Don't you have something where you have to like make him watch something?
Yeah, but I can't make him watch The Wire. Watch,
like 100 hours up worth like of shit.
It's like 60 episodes.
Well, right? I mean, last episode, I think I might have said that I was going to trade in a bunch of turns for one mega turn and make him watch Mortal Kombat Annihilation 10 times in a row.
That's what you would use it for, really?
Oh god,
he pissed me off for some reason. I don't remember what it was.
Even remember?
Damn.
Speaking of that, what movie got for me this week?
No, we're not on that yet.
Why aren't we on that yet?
Next problem.
That's all I got.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, we should probably close that out, then.
Oh, well, fine.
Well,
so what did
we
learn on the show tonight, Zach and Mark?
Haters are going to hate.
That haters are going to hate.
You
and
just
that,
can't worry
and then
about
you
them.
Can't get mad when people are like, oh, I'm thinking of you, and go, hey. That's what Mark learned.
Hey, Mark.
Marklar.
Hi.
Yeah, like, oh, you bitch.
Oh, where you been the past month? Like,
I don't know. Maybe, like, I just don't see it like that. I mean, that's my problem.
Maybe you should watch more Tyler Perry movies to know how to juggle women better.
Damn.
I'm going to pretend like you didn't say that.
That's where Zach learned.
Tyler Perry movies?
Fucking A.
Medea.
Oh, I carry such a torch.
Oh.
Such a torch.
Big Mama's House 3.
Not so much.
Oh,
I would love to see a Big Mama Tyler Perry mashup.
That'd be cool. Okay.
You got anything to bring to the table, Tony?
As far as what?
I don't know.
I always do.
What's on your mind?
I don't know. You guys have got me thinking about, like...
This Batman news? I see you keep glancing over here.
He really wants to know.
I just heard some... I heard some things when I was trying to sneak in on here earlier.
They cast... I don't remember his name, but they cast somebody to play Ra's al Ghul, who's, like, in his mid-30s.
Yeah.
Really?
So it's clearly a flashback,
like flashback
scene, but they have already said that Talia al Ghul is probably in the movie, which is, you know, his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So there's at least, you know, that's pretty much the news, that there's confirmation that it's probably
Why isn't it Liam Neeson?
Well, it's because it's probably going to be a flashback.
Well, because he's had the same love interest for two movies, so they got to make up for a movie's worth of love interest by having two in the same movie.
Wow.
What?
Yeah. You like that thought?
No.
I'm the dude playing the dude disguised as another dude. That's all I heard.
Yeah.
No, so he had the same love interest in two movies.
Yeah, Rachel Dawes.
Played by different actresses.
Yes.
Yeah. So they got to make up for a movie's worth of love interest.
I don't see it.
So they're going to have Catwoman and Talia al Ghul.
It's going to be a man.
Love triangle.
Yeah. He's going to be really... Batman's really going to be working in this one. So
yeah.
He's pulling, you know...
Maybe they'll put the nipples on the suit.
Oh, no way.
It's gonna be the something he needs, but not the something he deserves.
It's so cliche, but it is like the biggest... It is the movie that everybody cares about, honestly. Like,
yeah.
Everybody wants to know what's going to happen with that movie.
Well, yeah, I remember...
Dark Knight,
I remember when I first moved here, like first moved here, and I only knew like three people, and like, you know, I hopped on that Craigslist for the first time. You know, Mark, we traded the story. I mentioned it briefly, but I didn't tell the story. I didn't steal your thunder.
My Craigslist thunder.
But, you know, I was talking to this girl who was like, oh, you went to film school? Like, oh, I love movies. My favorite movie is Fellini's 8.5. And I was my reply was, I swear to God, I was like, I just saw The Dark Knight. That movie was the shit.
Nice.
I never heard back from her again.
She's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You gotta think of a better, more cerebral movie than that.
I was probably drunk.
Yeah,
probably. I was on Craigslist. I must certainly was drunk.
One would hope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
I wasn't
you
drunk.
Right
I was
thing.
Bored.
There's three Craigslist stories that I know. Two are mine. Two and a half are mine. There's four. Two and a half are mine.
Yeah, because the one is a half and halfer.
Yeah. One for Mark, and the other one is Will.
It's the other half.
But when Will's on the show, we'll tell that story.
Ooh, yeah, maybe. But Will'll never be on the show.
Yeah, you got to get him on the payroll here. Come on.
I'm trying to.
There's some technical difficulties that need to be worked out.
It
first.
Happens. You got time.
Hey, what? But what other? What did you say? DC's coming out with?
Oh, they I don't know if it's greenlit, or they greenlit like script writing.
Okay.
You know, but there's a Justice League movie in the works, which I'm excited about.
I'll believe it when I see it.
For sure.
They do that. They've done this so many times.
I mean, do you remember Batman and Robin? That or Batman and Superman?
Yeah.
Not Batman and Robin. No, please don't remember Batman and Robin.
I do.
That was a shit show. Biggest problem with that movie wasn't all the other obvious things, but the fact that the Batmobile didn't have like a cockpit cover.
Yeah, you can't have a convertible. Come on, you're just like there. Wait, people really? Are shooting at you. Yeah. Bazookas, like,
exactly.
It's just dumb.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
George
He's
Clooney.
Totally
George
right.
Clooney's magnificent jawline was enough of a shield.
Wow,
it's true.
That's better than the fucking Forever Batmobile. It was like blue.
Well, no,
that's a step down. But
no, it's not blue. It was like gray and black.
The one that like lit up,
it like glowed.
That's,
it glowed.
It did glow, but the Batman and Robin one glowed blue and had that thing in the front that like
yeah you gotta be shitting me.
Yeah, no, that's what you're thinking of. Like the Forever one was okay. I mean, Tim Burton's
was
really cool.
Step down, but not agreed.
Batman Forever one is the one that's in that new Arthur movie.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Well, I never really liked the first Arthur, so. I'm not a Dudley Moore. I can't get behind Dudley Moore.
I liked him in Santa Claus, the movie.
Oh, yeah?
I watched it last night. It was pretty enjoyable.
Why did you watch Santa Claus last night?
Nah, I didn't.
You should have watched Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
Never heard of it.
Oh, really? It's a gem from the 60s.
Kiss Saves Santa Claus?
Kiss Saves Santa?
That sounds cool.
Pterodactyls hate rock and roll.
Oh, well, this Batman thing, you had it all hyped up, and it was not...
It was not... We didn't have anything.
I didn't hype it up. You just.
Nah, man. Nah, you guys played me on that.
Hey, that's you played yourself.
You played the dozens here.
It is true.
Because
it's the Baker's Dozen episode.
Yeah.
Okay. See, it's all connected.
Yep.
It really is.
Yeah, but DC's falling behind the curve here.
Well, I would hope
with movies.
Yeah, absolutely.
Way behind the curve.
They never caught up. If you ask me, like...
Well, I think Marvel did it right with the whole, like, signing on people for multiple movies and making sure there was continuity in between it all.
Well, I mean, DC made a slew of movies in the 70s and 80s.
Did they like that?
Superman.
Well, Superman
and
Wonder Woman and Batman.
There's a
and...
Wonder Woman movie?
I think there was a TV show, you know, with Linda Carter.
Oh, yeah, it was just a TV show.
What do you think about that new one?
Dude, the costume looks terrible.
No, they fixed the costume.
And it still looks terrible.
It looks better now.
I'm going to say 13. They're going to do one season
order.
You're
going to make it? Okay, that's your over-under.
Who the fuck?
No, they'll do the one season.
Yeah, 13 episodes.
Like,
they're going
to... But see, like, it's not going to have any
like
budget.
The Cape.
The Cape was just...
Would that go, like, two?
They didn't even air the last episodes. Like, I watched the first two, and it made it, like, half a season.
You never know. It could be like that. It could go that wayside.
What a shit show. Did you watch any of that?
I saw maybe, like...
Did you see the Cape itself? Like, when he used it,
the
CG, like, the Spawn movie from, like, 95, 96 looked better.
That CG was way better.
And I always thought that one was pretty rough.
Yeah.
But I do like it.
I did see that shit in theaters.
Movie? I like
that
movie.
I think
that
CG
I
was kind of rough.
Granted, it probably wouldn't hold up if I watched it again. But
it's
like,
one of those.
Leguizamo is a beast.
Oh, yeah, he's awesome.
What's what do you think's a better Leguizamo role? The Pest or Spawn?
Violator.
The Pest?
Yeah.
Well, I already said mine.
Yeah.
Violator.
Yeah, exactly.
You just got violated. Martin Sheen's in that shit. Everyone's
in. What was that zombie movie that Leguizamo was in?
Land of the Dead.
That's okay.
Yeah, that was.
I referenced. You know, we were talking about it last episode. Maybe if you listened, you would know.
Oh.
Yeah.
That train ride, man. It was great. It was great on the train ride. I don't know. I just don't listen to music enough. Like I said, when you're this old, you just
You start losing
your
hearing.
Car, you listen to AM radio.
I know you don't really understand
I do
how
to a lot of AM radio.
Especially NPR or, you know.
I do understand that you don't know how to work a portable phonograph.
Yeah, it could be
baseball games on.
How much is your portable phonograph worth?
I don't know. I haven't gotten an appraise since the Cold War.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Spoils from Mother Russia.
That's right.
Tony
don't
defected.
Don't you forget it.
He was a Soviet.
Tony's not Russian.
His last name used to be Tony Sirianski.
Sirianov.
Sirianov.
Oh, thanks for giving away my
Where
secrets.
Does Syriana take place?
In Syria.
Does it? Thanks.
You're welcome.
Dude, I have many of those.
You're going to talk about like Jersey being in the...
In the New England.
No. The worst one of
There's
those.
Some bullshit
the
worst, there.
The worst one of those I ever did was we were watching Gangs in New York, and I got halfway through the movie, and I'm like, where does this movie take place? Like Philadelphia?
Yeah. Jackass.
I do those a lot.
And he's supposed to be the smart one. And he's the first one to be like, oh, that's dumb. You're dumb, too.
Well, of course.
Yeah. That's the first time you've ever admitted that. I'm a little shocked.
We're all a little dumb.
I know that. Yeah. I just admit it on a day-to-day basis.
It's hard to remember a hell in a December. It just seemed I was always leaving. Maybe you know that feeling. I never forgot my lines. I still hear.
Speaking of that, Penny Arcade had a comic up. And they
I
were
fucking
talking
hate
about,
Penny
I know
Arcade.
You do, but they were talking about how they were releasing it. The Star Wars movie in 3D.
Yes.
And he's like, no, I'm not going to go see it. I was like, I will refuse to do that. And it like cuts like 30 years later. He's like, so George Lucas announced they're releasing Star Wars in aerosol cans. He's like, no, I refuse.
I'd probably get it.
Would you?
Yeah.
This is the only time you can take in Star Wars through your nostrils.
Shows you. I've done it. You just grind up
You
grind up a DVD into fine powder.
Sweet.
Stings the nostrils.
Yeah, I bet.
I think that's what they do at the Lucas compound.
Yeah. That's how they get their ideas. Yeah. You know the stamp? George Lucas's stamp?
Oh, we talked about it on Bob and Dan.
We did. Yeah. Have you heard of it?
I think I'm familiar.
All right, you know.
It's like where he goes around and it would just like hit like...
He stamps,
like this,
yeah.
He walks around with a stamp.
Oh, I like
a
that.
A literal
Bam.
Stamp.
Yeah.
I like, yeah.
Things that his creative team does.
Right.
I'm going to start doing that at work.
Do it.
Stamp.
Just get a big Z.
Yeah, Z money.
It's better than carrying around a pocket knife, cutting everything.
Yeah, because I do that.
Like Zorro. Like Zorro.
I was
going
to say, they're going to confuse him with another Z if he starts cutting that, you know. Gonna, like.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Nah, it's
Zorro?
It's history. I don't expect you guys to know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you talking about Zorro?
It's Russian
Are you talking
history.
About Antonio Banderas?
How was,
Yes.
Okay.
How
did the world change when the Magna Carta got signed?
It was more of the Industrial Revolution. That
when
really
they found the Rosetta Stone.
Things changed. It all started with Pangea and just...
Tony saved my grandfather's life in the big one.
D-Day.
And then slept with your grandmother?
That's uncalled for, Mark.
Damn.
She's still alive.
I'm sorry.
She
I was
sure,
just trying to go for a,
sure
he's
is.
Your grandfather. He's your actual grandfather.
Yeah, no, I get it. He's not. We look nothing alike.
Yeah, you're your own grandfather.
I know.
Yeah.
I was there.
like that movie with,
that
movie with the adventure, the one where he goes back in time and he's a...
The
Adventure of Lyle Swan?
Yeah.
Time Rider? That was a what a I forgot
what the
we watched
hell is that.
That. It's got Fred. It's got Fred Ward in it, you know, from Tremors, the guy opposite
oh,
Kevin
love
Bacon.
That guy.
And he's like he's just a motocross guy who just stumbles into off course from his rally race and accidentally gets transported back in time to like the 1870s and ends up being his
wow.
He ends up being his great grandfather.
Is he the pissed off dad in Road Trip whose like card gets declined?
Maybe.
They crash the car. It's like the Goofy Kid's dad.
I think so.
It's gotta be.
Who's
that
the Goofy
guy.
Kid? Who's Tom Green's dad in Freddy Got Fingered?
Rip Torn.
Rip Torn.
Is that Rip Torn?
The one of the greatest actors. Yeah, that's what's his name
whoa,
in 30
whoa,
Rock.
Whoa.
Oh,
yeah.
One of the greatest actors.
Rip Torn?
Yeah.
Sure. He's top 10.
Damn. That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Up there with Mickey Rooney.
Mickey Rooney is not my top anything except top list the crazy assholes.
Yep. I'm Mickey Rooney.
Wilford Brimley. Yes. Wilford Brimley's number one on that list.
Diabetes.
Though. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I wish he used Twitter. I wish Wilford Brimley had Twitter because I would constantly I constantly tweet at him for Cocoon 3.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Every day.
Wait, was Cocoon the movie with the where like they it's like old people in a pool?
Yes. Yes, but read the book. The book came out before the movie, and
there's a book.
It's way different.
Zach's
it's so
number one favorite actor, Steve Guttenberg. That's number one.
No, wrong. My favorite actor of all time is Peter Stormare.
Was Steve Guttenberg the one in
Police Academy?
The Rookie? No. No, who am I thinking of?
The Rookie was Dennis Quaid.
No, no, no. The one with Brendan Fraser is like the...
Are you thinking of Albert Brooks?
Is that Albert Brooks?
Is it him?
What movie?
Brendan Fraser is like a phenomenal
agent?
Baseball
player.
Are
you talking
about his
agent
in it?
I've never seen it. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know.
I hate baseball.
You don't even like baseball movies?
I like Angels in the Outfield and Rookie of the Year.
Wasn't there a Bud movie that had a
like
Air
Bud?
Theme? Yeah.
Probably. I don't
know. Angels in the Outfield and what? What was the other movie you liked?
What about The Natural? Baseball?
The Rookie of the Year.
Oh.
I hate Robert Redford, dude. Oh, with a passion. The only Robert Redford movie I like is The Last
Castle.
Did you see
Robert Redford throw out the opening pitch
yeah,
in Coach Game? That was pretty sad.
He's getting old.
Yeah.
God bless him.
What was it like? What was it like? Hey, what was it like giving Robert Redford acting tips?
I mean, he was a great kid coming out, you know. He's up and coming.
He's got the look though
for his first role.
Because you fucked that up, man. Because he sucks.
He almost didn't do Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. I was like, get out there and do it.
Wait,
go do that
Robert
movie.
Robert Redford was he? Yes,
yeah.
He was. Oh, sorry, I was thinking of.
He was like, yeah, I don't think I want to do this
movie.
What
was I thinking of?
Mark's thinking about Voltron.
No, I still am, no.
There's five damn lions. That's what they should be doing.
Yeah, another Voltron? There's been talks of that for years.
Yeah.
Just one with Burt Reynolds and Sally Field.
Smokey and the Bandit.
That's what
Don't bring Burt Reynolds
Dude,
into this.
Dude, all right, one time in high school, we watched the opening scene of We Were Soldiers in class, and we had lunch. We were all sitting at the lunch table afterwards, and this kid, Brian Sullivan, we were all talking about how badass the movie is. And he's like, yeah, that movie's real heavy. Oh, I'm thinking about Small Soldiers.
Oh, my God. What?
So we had this huge conversation about like the French guy getting shot in the throat playing the trumpet right in the beginning, and yeah, he was like he was chiming in the whole time, be like, yeah, that movie's great. Oh, I'm thinking about Small Soldiers.
Good Lord.
Happens to the best
it
of
does,
us.
It does, yeah.
Like Tony said, your mind starts to slip.
Exactly. It's just
you forget to put pants on one day, it doesn't, you know, fuck it.
Yeah, man.
I lost my glasses last night at the show.
Destroyed.
Nice.
They got knocked off within two songs of Inferno, and yep, wouldn't find them again.
See, I've never been in a crowd
Shouldn't
rush
have given
like
up.
That. Ever.
Huh?
Shouldn't have given up. I found mine. I've had mine knocked off my head.
Dude, there was, you don't understand, like...
It was madness.
It may have only been 50 to 100 people, but it was 50 to 100 people in where at an STS-9 show would be 20 people.
Yeah.
You know, just crammed into that small of a space. The volume,
okay,
if you will. Length times width times height.
It was dense.
Yeah.
Dense with people.
It's all right. You know, you'll be all right. You've been doing fine without them.
What? Inferno?
Well, I meant your glasses. But,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I got no choice.
I need new ones, so it was, you know, it was like an act from God. So last week Mark gave me Godfather to watch. I didn't watch it yet, but as soon as we're done recording, I'm gonna go watch it. It's late. Tony just brought it over.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, everybody. I'll report back
next
week.
We'll have double reports next week.
But
double your efforts.
Double your fun.
Yeah. We shall double our efforts.
Double our mint.
Double your mint, double your efforts, double dare.
Double your dragons.
Oh,
you can always double dragon.
Oh,
like
do you see they draft who they're signing to play Roland for Dark Tower?
No,
Javier Bardem.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I can get behind that.
And he's doing all three movies and the miniseries.
They're doing three movies?
Yeah, that's a wild idea.
That's
They're going to do TV and movie with it.
They're doing a miniseries prequel and then three movies.
Okay.
It's big time.
And he's doing all of them. And it's like they said the wording in his contract is the most complicated in history.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I believe it. I believe it. How do you feel about that?
I think it's cool.
I know that you...
Did you read Dark Tower?
Nah.
I know that you every now and then like to grow your hair out to look like Javier Bardem's from No Country for Old Men.
I think it's a good look.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, back in the 70s, it was working out pretty well for me.
Yeah.
So you're carrying around that cattle prod, and that was when you retired.
It's kind of like He-Man. It's kind of like a He-Man haircut.
Yeah.
When he's the prince.
That's when you started collecting Social Security.
Yeah, I was Prince Adam, and I was getting the old Social Security check. So
I want somebody to go through and find out how old we've made Tony throughout this episode.
Throughout my whole life.
I
think there's one in there where we put him at like 4,000 years old.
Yeah.
It's a part of my life. It just comes with the territory.
How is getting to know Kratos?
Yeah. What was that guy so
angry
about?
Was
that
really all that angry?
You have no idea.
How long ago was Star Wars?
I'll never tell you that. Some things are bad.
Insert joke about Tony being the cause for Atlantis to sink.
Yeah.
Tony's so old that he named the moon after his ass. Wow.
It's a full moon.
It's a full tone. Your movie this week?
Very rude.
Pick a number 1 through 10.
Four.
Okay, you're going to have to watch Pootie Tang. Even was Pootie Tang odd, was going to be Walk Hard. Pootie Tang's like my favorite movie ever.
Yes.
I love it.
I fell asleep when I tried to watch it last time.
Are you sure you're not thinking about Walk Hard?
No, well, that too, but yeah.
When did we try to watch Pootie Tang?
It was on TV when you were here.
You can't watch that on TV.
No, I fell asleep.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
Yeah, you gotta watch Pootie
Tang. I fell
asleep
during Undercover Brother, too.
I love Undercover Brother. How do you feel about that, Tony?
And Hebrew Hammer.
Hebrew Hammer's boring. That is not as funny
as
I thought.
I've never seen that.
It's okay. Like, it has its moments, but it's just so over the top,
Undercover
I guess.
Undercover Brother's pretty funny.
It's a brilliant movie.
Dave Chappelle's role in that is hilarious.
Conspiracy Brother?
Undercover is great.
Neil Patrick Harris in Undercover Brother is solid.
NPH is solid.
In general,
everything.
Yeah. I said absolutely once this whole episode. For the exception right there. That doesn't count.
You guys really don't like that word.
We don't say
it
anymore.
No, we never use it at all anymore.
You should start training yourself to not say other words.
Yeah, like you're a big dumb jackass.
Well, yes.
What would you talk to Tony about?
Probably historical things.
Yeah, I got a lot to teach. A lot of knowledge. Wisdom, if you will.
I would love to do like a 15-minute short about you being in all these places, but like somehow you have the knowledge you have like right now. So like just you at the like I could be sitting here interviewing you and be like, did you give the Wright brothers any secret? And just cut to him and be like, you guys should be doing this with metal and propellers, dude.
I was like, the key is the double wing.
You guys are fucking this up.
Yeah,
think bicycles.
I was
in
like,
the
you
air.
Gotta put the pilot in the back seat.
Do you often confuse Martin Luther with Martin Luther King?
Yeah, it's sometimes it's hard with the original. You've met them both, so the old JR sometimes gets swept under.
Oh, comments. That's right.
Dangerous.
Comments.
Yeah. There you go.
Ooh, I get to read them?
Well, you can read as many as you want.
Oh, Ian said, I am on
board.
Whoa.
Hold
on a minute there, Sparky.
What are we doing,
Our
Mark?
Comments start with this mug.
Oh, be careful.
That's priceless. What are we doing, Mark?
We're reading comments.
Thank you.
Comments begin with this mug.
Oh, careful.
This collection. All right, sorry.
All right. Ian said, I am on board with Mark perming his hair. Can you start a petition?
And that is why there's a poll.
With you guys in perms, you're always bringing up perms.
It's like, because it's from last week's episode.
From last week's episode.
Where he, it's a poll on the website right there.
What's that right now?
Do we know what's that?
Hold on. Look at the poll.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's it at right now?
15-2
15. Ah, somebody else said no.
Have you ever
Thank
done it?
God. No.
Perm his hair?
I never have hair long enough to perm, number one.
So, well, it's time.
So who said that? Ian?
Ian.
Thanks, Ian. I'm all on board with that. And there's
not on board with that
the
at
poll,
all.
The poll is going to be up till this coming Wednesday. Keep voting.
It's up to this Wednesday. If it goes to 25...
Will you do it?
Yeses, without anybody cheating,
yeah.
then I will consider it.
Okay.
Hey, don't knock it till you try it, man.
You heard it here. Wow, you heard it here. I'm going to have to tweet that immediately. You heard it here.
Please don't.
Hey, look, the next comment's from me, so I'm not going to read it. Just said that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Kelsey says, I think we all know what the next poll should be. And, yeah.
We did.
And we did.
So we did. Lots of comments.
Justin said, you want to read that one?
Zach dropped the ball on the link for this disabled SF4 dude.
I did.
And then he posts the YouTube link.
Yes. If you remember last week, we talked about a man who is half a torso with underdeveloped arms who plays Street Fighter 4 very well.
With his mouth.
Yes. There's if you go to the website.
That's
and
incredible. I mean.
If you go to the, it is. If you go to the website and you go to episode 12's comment page, there's a link. Thank you, Justin. I did forget to put the link up there. So check that out because it's interesting. He's really good.
Yeah. He's got all these scripts mapped for it. Which is even more crazy.
Do you want to read the next one, Tony?
It's not even fair.
Empty bottle show one?
It's like that collegiate wrestler.
Oh yeah, with the one leg?
Yeah,
no,
that's
except
controversial.
He's awesome.
Well, yeah.
Because he's his weight class is so far down.
More power to him. You gotta work with what God gave you.
Exactly.
Honest, yeah. Right?
No, it's awesome. Please go check out the video. We're on the empty bottle show.
The empty bottle show.
Oh, they wanna know. They said, great episode, gentlemen. When are you going to be a guest on our show?
No, I think you need to read it like it's worded there.
Nah.
With the caps locks?
With the caps lock off.
I have to, I have my own, filter kind of, change.
Great that. Episode!
Great episode, gentlemen! When are you going to visit our show as a guest?
Soon! Soon!
Oh, wow. This next one is pretty...
What's the next
what
one?
Is it?
I don't even know what the next one is. What is it?
Oh, it's Dan said, which I think might be Huffman. I'm not sure. America Ferrera is hot. Do a Google image search. Well, hold on. Hold on.
Wait, oh, yeah. Didn't I request to be America Ferrera
yep.
out of Sisterhood of Traveling Pants?
Yep. You missed out on a good episode last week.
But that's the beauty of it. I don't have to miss it. I
now we've
it
hyped it up
them.
So high.
Good.
It's going to be like the Batman thing.
My favorite
He's going to be all
episode,
disappointed.
I think, is probably going to be 13, but...
Yeah.
Mm, you're no, just that narcissistic that you just...
No, I don't have a favorite at this point. I've listened to...
Well, here's a newer picture of her.
Yeah, she's working on being
yeah.
pretty attractive.
Yeah.
Yep.
She's more attractive than she is when she's ugly Betty.
That is true. Well, there you go. Well, I guess it's okay for Mark to be America Ferrera.
Yeah.
It's not as much as a diss as I thought.
Hmm.
Joke's on me. Next comment is from Alan Paulo. Mark, don't stop at the head. Perm your back hair and chest hair, too.
Oh.
And I bet the old pubes could do with a quick freshen up, too.
Oh, they're already plenty curly.
Oh,
is this somebody said, is that a stranger?
It's not so much that he's a stranger, but he started following us on Twitter and shit, like, right from the beginning.
Yeah.
And, he's still around.
Yeah.
And he wants Mark to perm his entire body. Uh-huh. And I agree with him. If we get to 40, here's what I say. If we get to 45 mm-hmm. yeses, Mark will perm his entire body.
That's not even possible.
It's okay. We'll get it done.
I don't even know what the process of perming is.
It doesn't matter. That's why we pay professional people to do
you
it for
I
us.
You realize I kind of look like Greg Brady.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Greg Brady. Damn.
And then there's one left.
It'll work out well for you.
I have no objections to the full body perm, but I'll leave it. But I'll leave someone else to confirm it happened. That's from Justin.
We'll take pictures.
I'll confirm it.
You'll be here when it happens.
Yeah.
Will you?
Gonna help me with the full body perm?
Oh, I didn't sign up for that. Okay. But
I don't even know how to perm your hair. I don't even, like. I don't know what happens.
I would love to perm my hair. I look like. I'd look real Jewish.
Why don't you try it then?
Maybe
Modest
I will.
Yahoo. Yeah.
No, I totally said he needed to cut his hair like one of the bass player and one of the
Yahoo.
Oh, he could. The bass player in one of the punk bands had a mohawk.
Uh huh.
But it's because he had a massively receding hairline. So that's why the mohawk worked, just because this was all shaved off.
I'm not like, doing that.
You could pull off the mohawk.
I'm not doing it. I'd rather do a faux hawk.
Full spike.
I'd rather do a faux hawk with a mustache.
Ooh.
Yep. Then do a real...
And a jean jacket and an old rusty truck.
I would get a members only jacket and wear shorts, bike shorts.
Jesus.
Oh. High socks.
With high socks and low top chucks. If I was going to
so
have...
pretty much what you wear now.
Yep.
That's your exact wardrobe.
Pretty much what I wear out to impress the ladies.
Yes.
I don't have a car because I live in my mom's basement. None of these things are true.
There's nothing wrong with living in your mom's basement for a while.
I've never lived in my parents' basement. I had a bedroom. Yeah.
I lived in
but I have my own house now, so it looks like I'm doing much better, huh?
You know what I love? Talking to people about having to do like yard work and stuff and, you know, taking care of the house. And they're like, oh my God, he lives in his own house.
Yep.
He's so rich.
Yep.
Yep.
Big time, man.
Yeah.
We're rich with character.
You just failed to mention that, you know, he lived there with three other guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Swinging bachelor pad.
Yeah. You guys do have a swinging bachelor pad.
I know. That's why we're going to do another party soon, but that's besides the point.
Yeah.
See, this is the reaction we get to these parties.
Yeah. Mega bowl.
Yeah? Is that what you want to call it?
Do you think if we mentioned that we were going to have a party on the podcast, it would bring even more people?
You could get people from out of state
to
show up at your house.
I want people from out of state to come to our party.
We are going to get...
Because of the podcast.
We're going to get, like, hitchhiker serial killer style people coming over here.
I heard there was a party.
Yeah, I'm like, ah.
You're going to... That dude's going to show up to see if you permed your... chest. He's going to see if you permed your chest pubes all the way down to your ball fro. He's going to see if you permed everything.
A ball fro?
Tony coined that in 1972.
That's true.
Do you know that Tony worked on the movie Boogie Nights? He was their resident. It was the consultant.
Wow.
Also... Also for Highlander.
Did he create the hair product in Coming to America?
No, he invented the vaporize from that crappy movie Envy.
Bringing up Boogie Nights, the thing I always wanted to watch the other movie that's supposed to be much more accurate about that guy. About
what movie?
I think the other one had Val Kilmer, maybe.
I feel like I've heard of this.
You know what I'm talking about?
I'm
half-assing this. I'm pulling a mark, like not really knowing what I'm talking about, but I kind of do.
Yeah.
Oh,
burn.
That hurt.
You admit, though, that you don't know the IMDb stuff.
I don't know IMDb. That's not half-assing it.
John's going to have a field day with this episode.
Oh, my God.
Kind of he could fill in the blanks on that one.
Sure. Yeah, I feel like I know what you're talking about, but I've never seen it.
Omissions? Is that the word you're
looking for? Val Kilmer. That's the word.
Yeah. He's in my top 10 list.
Is that our word of the day?
We don't have words of the day here.
Val Kilmer's in plenty of your... movies you love.
Too bad Val
like,
Kilmer sucks.
I was gonna say like shitty new movies.
Val Kilmer sucks.
Oh no!
You like to watch some
Val Kilmer
I
sucks.
Mean, really
Shut
good
it.
Movies.
No, he is.
Dogs.
Oh yeah, you did. Have you ever seen the movie Salt and Sea?
No.
Salt and Sea. Oh dude, so good. Both of you dudes.
What? Who's in it?
Val Kilmer.
Yes. Yes.
I'm telling you.
Incredible.
Salt and Sea is really good.
Oh,
incredible.
No, he wasn't in Cats and Dogs. He was in that MacGruber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still want to see MacGruber.
Never saw that.
I never saw it.
Saturday Night Live movies have not been doing too hot.
Yeah.
Not since Night at the Roxbury, the greatest
one
ever.
I remember being on the set when they did Coneheads, so I mean, that was pretty cool.
As another consultant.
Yeah.
Because you were there when they originally aired it.
Well, yeah, this sounds like a historian, like the biggest fan of that skit. So they had me on there for, like, you know, they wanted to be accurate. They wanted to be good to the fans, so.
He dated Primad.
Me and Jane Curtin.
Yep.
Probably shouldn't talk about this on the radio, but.
She might sue you.
Had a thing.
I mean, yeah, there was agreement signed, so maybe, you know.
She does seem your style.
Oh, she did have a thing for aliens.
Alien? Me?
No, Jane Curtin.
Oh. Does she?
Yeah.
Oh, is this... Third Rock from the Sun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about
that. Do you have a thing for aliens?
No, I have a thing for time travel.
Well, I know that.
I know that. I know that you know that. I know that you know.
Are there aliens on that shirt that you have?
No. Killer robots, space travel, and time travel.
That's right.
Robots.
Starships.
How do you feel about Robot?
That shirt. You're talking about the
Venn diagram. What did I say at the bar? Oh, dude, I had Crystal and Stitches. He was like, oh, that's kind of a nerdy shirt. And I was like, yeah, it's got a Venn diagram on it. I'm ready for sex.
Hell yeah. It's a great shirt.
Love it. I feel like Tim
did you ever see the? Did you ever see the Venn diagram that I put up on Facebook?
It's got a
beaver playing a guitar. And duck sold. Playing a keyboard.
Sold.
And then in the middle of it is a platypus playing a guitar.
Sweet.
It's what I'm going to get tattooed.
Yeah, that would be
across his forehead.
I was going to do it in the tramp stamp area.
Oh, God. Are you going to try to cover up that one you already have?
Yeah, the one that's me and you.
Oh.
Me and you. It's me and you.
I wonder why you get asked for spooning guys all the time.
Well, it's because it's me. It goes me and him with Grimace in the middle.
I love Grimace.
I know you do. That's why I got a tattooed on my ass.
Big purple thing. Big purple.
You know what confused me the most about tramp stamps?
What?
When, this one girl that was my my chemistry partner when I was down at U of I.
Would you pour sulfuric acid over it?
No. No, but her tramp stamp was a cross.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I was so confused.
You're a hypocrisizer, too.
Jeez.
So confused.
So is she.
Luckily for everyone here, Tony's the only guy with the direct access to what really went down back then.
Back when?
Well, let me hold that spear for you, dude.
About 2011 years ago.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah, I was there.
Yep.
No, anyway, never mind.
Listen, yes, I know.
I know.
Not even that old.
Your math is off.
Not even that old. You guys just tried to make me...
out to be the bad guy?
Make me be this old, old wooden ship.
Diversity.
How was the Mayflower ride?
It's bumpy.
Rough. It's a bumpy ride.
Nothing compared to the Ark.
Outlandish.
What did you say you were thankful for on your first Thanksgiving?
What did I say when I reached Plymouth Rock? You've got enough material here?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
unless you have anything to bring. You got anything to bring to the table?
You got anything?
What's on your mind?
I covered everything. Like the five lions and... like,
getting your ass kicked in fantasy baseball.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that. Week one. Okay. It's going to be fine. Just got to, you know, work out all the kinks.
Oh, okay.
I'm playing the champs. I mean, these things happen.
That's like, true.
Yeah.
Is it like football and you have like five defenses for no reason?
Look, I had a defense by committee this year in football.
How did that work out for you?
It didn't work out. It kind of, you know, right, when you're down draft picks, you know, trying to fight back and you make it respectable.
I'll be down a draft pick next year.
You got Brett Favre, who sucked.
Yeah. I hear he's coming back this year.
No.
No one's coming back this year.
Nobody.
Yeah.
No football.
I'll seal the deal on him being done.
Yeah, no football.
That and that Sturger, you know.
Yeah. Regrets.
And then the Bulls beat the Celtics last night.
Yeah, you guys.
That sucked.
You guys are on a down.
I know.
That Shaq trade is just.
We traded Shaq?
No, he didn't.
No, he was. When you.
He wasn't brought in from the. He was just signed in the offseason.
Well, whatever you're. I meant the Perkins trade.
Yes.
Perkins
that
trade. That was
with
the
Shaq
stupidest
sucking
thing.
And already hurt again. You
no,
guys are
with Jermaine O'Neal sucking and being already hurt again.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with both of you.
Yeah, we all know what's going to happen. Bulls are in first place in the East. They're doing great.
They got to win tonight, or
Lakers
Celtics have to lose.
Fuck.
You know what? You know what? Volker said. Volker came home a couple days ago and he was like, "So Tony said that he doesn't like the Lakers anymore." I'm
blasphemy! That is blasphemy! I would never say that.
He is now a Clippers.
What a
fan.
Liar! I'm coming after him.
So much crap for being a Lakers fan. So much crap.
I love it. Bring it on. We're ready.
Hate you.
I'll be torn. I'll be torn. If it's Lakers Bulls,
that'll be a great.
I mean, I will obviously root for the Bulls, but that'll be
you're
rough.
Like you're a Fakers fan.
What are you talking about?
If it's Lakers Bulls, that's gonna be
that's all
okay.
I'm saying.
If I like the Lakers because they won all these championships, that'd be one thing.
Yeah.
If I like the Lakers because I didn't like basketball, and the person who got me back into basketball was a huge Lakers fan.
Was it this guy who's in front of you right there?
I'll give you that. You get to see it from the top, from the champs.
See, I'll give you that because Cheech got me in the basketball, and he's a Celtics fan.
See?
So, all right, you're still an asshole.
Well,
it's going to be good. Can't wait for the playoffs. 40 games in 40 nights should be great.
Yep.
Tuesday's arms and back. It's part of my life. That's all I got.
I just did 1,000 right there. I don't know if you were counting.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for being on the show, Tony.
Oh, thanks for
having me.
Did you
have fun?
Yeah.
Nah. Might be our worst episode yet.
Really?
Yeah.
It's the most derailed, like, not really.
No, we're gonna cut Zach and I out of it. It's just me, you straight talking
for
40 minutes.
That's awesome. But I said more than you thought, I guess.
I will just replace our vocals with the Mac and talk, you know, how you make your computers talk.
But man, ask, like, ridiculous questions and have...
Like Stephen Hawking or something.
Oh, that's a great bit. Maybe we should have Stephen Hawking on the show. It's so fucked up.
Yes, you should. Technology.
If you want to give us a shout, if you want to call us, if you want to get Tony's personal phone number, I'll give it to you. All you got to do is call the hotline.
Give out my number to anybody.
Just call us up. Just
check out the website.
Like, somebody tried this trick back in the 60s and they didn't have the technology now. I had people calling me.
Your home phonograph.
Yeah, it was just like ringing and ringing on the rotary dial phone.
Did you have to spin the thing?
Yes.
Good old.
Yeah, like the little thing you held up to your ear, the other piece you put by your mouth. Hey,
good old
technology, man. I love that phone.
Good old Al Bell. He was a good guy.
Albert Bell?
Alexander Graham Bell.
Oh, right. I thought you were talking about the.
No, I hate
Bell.
Baseball. But yeah, you can call the hotline, and if you call the hotline, I'll give you Tony's phone number,
224-814.
224-366-7814. Facebook.com/R4Sense. Twitter.com/R4Sense. Maybe get on there and do some of the Cougartown movie game with us and Bob and Dan and a whole bunch of others. Email is r4sensepodcast@gmail.com. And the website, you can go. We have two websites now. One is r4sense.blogspot.com, as always. And the other one is tonysirianisabiggayidiot.org.
That one's expensive to register.
Yeah, that's a donation drive.
It's a charitable drive.
Yeah, to get Tony some class.
I was there the day the internet launched. So
with Al Gore,
like a
you're right there with
somewhere
him.
Still be the postman like Kevin Costner in the post-apocalypse.
You suck and no one will watch you?
Rude. They will. They'll be ready for it.
I've seen the whole movie.
You're going to pee into a Mr. Coffee?
Get Taster's Choice. Thanks, Dana Carvey.
Yep.
Stealing jokes. That's all we do here.
Yep.
It's true.
Play them off like they're ours.
Now you know I got jokes.
Jokes and jokes. This joke shit's got to work out for me.
Thanks for coming, Tony. Thanks for gold fisting with us.
Yeah.
One of these days we'll get you a microphone.
Got to hold this thing.
Yeah.
All right.
You're a little better at holding it than some of our other guests, though.
That says something.
Take with that what you will.
To take that.
Tony's a big gay idiot.org.
I'm never coming back.
Raising funds for...
You're never coming back?
No, I'm just kidding.
We're never coming back.
This is the last one.
Yep. We made it to 13.
This is also the last episode. You forgot to tell them all that?
Yeah, well...
Oh, well.
Wait, today's Friday. This is the 13th episode.
Oh, it is? Yeah.